And what would you say is the reason that you're a vegetarian, or perhaps that within Buddhism, certainly Hinduism, there's such a large strain of vegetarianism?
As I mentioned to you earlier, Tibetan Buddhists and Buddhists that live in areas where there almost is no vegetation eat meat. So it's not all Buddhists that are vegetarians. Basically, this body that I'm walking around in, that you're walking around in, is no more me than my car is me. It is a vehicle that facilitates my evolution on this planet, subject to the laws of physics on this planet, so that I can have challenges and choices and that type of constrained experience to evolve faster than my non-material, non-local self could. So my non-material self uses this body in order to navigate this reality frame on planet Earth. I must take care of this body, and I have service to perform. And I want to perform that service to the greatest of my ability. And if I do not take care of this vehicle, I am doing a tremendous disservice to myself, to the contract, the pre-birth contract I came into this embodiment with. So I take care of it. And I just happen to know that as a vegetarian, it will last longer and be stronger and more vital. So that's basically honoring my covenant using this vehicle that happens to be that have this body.